And many people from outside are. Well, they're all from Pekambaru. Pekambaru or Pekambaru. So don't waste your life as a human being. This is very precious. We know a human life is very hard to get. The Lord Buddha said it is very difficult to get a human life. Most of the beings are in other realms. Another thing that is very difficult to get is, once you have attained to a human being, to find the true Dhamma, it is very difficult. And the third thing that is most difficult to get is to meet a Buddha or to meet an Arahant. So don't waste your precious time, as a human being and dilly-dally around. There are still people coming. These are the three most difficult things to obtain. Being born as a human being, meeting the true Dhamma, and meeting an Arahant or the Lord Buddha himself. So ask yourself what you're doing with your life. Are you putting it to good use? Or are you just playing around, killing time, playing with your smartphones all day long? That is killing time. Talking here, talking there. Don't just stand around, you know, just sit down. Being respectful to the Dhamma means, you know, coming on time for the Dhamma talk. People just come in whenever they want to come, huh? I guess we wait the whole night, you know, for people still coming in, huh? They can sit at the side. Don't just stand around, you know, sit.
Jangan berdiri.
There's enough space, you know, this vihara is huge. He has never been in the nature, so he doesn't know the sound of insects. You're all people from the city, you don't know the nature, huh? So what is important in our life, huh? When you look at your life, what are you doing? Getting up, eating something, doing something, eating something, doing something, going to sleep, huh? From the day you're born until the day you die. That's what is called a human life. And all our life we are working for this body, feeding the body, housing the body, clothing the body, and giving some medicine if the body is sick. And in the end, all our work was in vain because this body is going to die. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. That's our life. No? It's a lot of fun, huh? Or is there something else? What is the meaning of your life, huh? Have you ever asked yourself? Eating, sleeping, working, is that the meaning of your life? Because then you have wasted your life. You have wasted the precious opportunity to be a human being. And when you die, what is happening? Where do you go after death? Do you know? Do you go like most people into hell? Or what is going to happen? Do you know? Don't you want to have some control over your life? Or are you just running along with your karma? Wherever your karma sends you, that's where you go? And don't you want to change the course of your karma? Don't you think that is important? We call ourselves human beings, but are we really human beings? Are we different? Are we any different from animals? Animals eat, sleep, and do something just the same way. They just go after their desires. If they want to eat, then they eat. If they want to sleep, then they sleep. So what is the difference to our life? We call ourselves humans, but we don't act differently from animals. If you want to be a human being, you have to know what you're doing, why you are doing and what are the results of your doing. Are you doing that? Because if you're not doing it, you're not a human being. You're not different from an animal, or not different from a zombie. A zombie just runs after his desires, just like most of the human beings. You understand that? Become humans. Become worthy of your birth, and look after that. You know what sits in your body. Does the body know how to move? Or is it the heart or the citta that moves the body? And why don't we look after the citta? You take care of your body every day. You wash your body because it is dirty. But when have you last time washed your citta? That one that moves this body. Your desires come from the citta, not from the body. Your hatred comes from this citta, not from the body. You have to look after the citta and get... Don't drink. Be a little bit respectful, towards the Dhamma. Just doing what you want to do, What is this, here I drink, that is completely respect. Having no respect for the Dhamma, If you come here to listen to the Dhamma, be composed, Don't be like a monkey, constantly scratching, moving around here and there, drinking or maybe eating, Because then I don't need to give a talk, then I just go, you have a very precious time here to listen to the Dhamma, and then you just go ahead and do whatever you do, So, Don't waste your time, If you want to have the right to come back as a human being, respect the five precepts. Not harming any living being, not taking what is not given, not having sexual misconduct, no lies, no harsh speech, and no alcohol and no drugs. If you keep these precepts, then you will not go to hell. If you break these precepts, you will go for a certain time to hell. Just like we break the laws of this country, we will go to prison for a certain amount of time. This everybody believes or knows. We don't need a police, to catch us, going against the five precepts. At the end of our death, the Brahmaput will know, whatever we have done. And he will send us to this hell or to that hell. Whatever his name is, the Lord of Hell. You understand that? Take it to the heart. And now, start to clean your citta. In the citta is all the filth. The filth created by greed, hatred and delusion. So the first thing we do is, we calm our heart. This we do it through meditation of Anapanasati or the mental repetition of the word Buddha. Every thought, every memory that comes into the mind we replace with the word Buddha or the attention on the breath. Until there is no more thought and no more memories. And when there is no more thought and memories, there is no more future and there is no more past. There are no more worries, there is no more loneliness, there are no problems. There's no fear. There's just happiness or peacefulness. Isn't that what we are looking for? Happiness, peacefulness? If you're not looking for that, you're in the wrong place. Because I can only show you the path to happiness and peace. If you need something or if you want something else, then you have to find another teacher. Buddhism is about the cycle of birth and death. And the Buddha came into this world to show us the way out of this cycle of birth and death. How many times have you been born? How many times have you died? How many more times do you want to be born again? If you don't stop it, there is no end. Just like a circle has no start and no end. If you want to get out, You have to do something meaningful with your life and go the path that the Lord Buddha prescribed us. And the path is the path that leads to the end of dukkha, of sila, samadhi and panya. Sila I already explained. It's the five precepts. Samadhi is the ability to concentrate on one point. And wisdom is the investigation of the things that we believe we are. It's called the five khandhas. What do we believe we are? Everybody believes he is the body. Everybody believes he is the feelings. He is his memories and thoughts and consciousness. So, these five khandhas, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vijnana, that makes us as we are now. And in investigation, we investigate these five khandhas as anicca, anatta, dukkha. Anicca is impermanence, things arise and cease. We all experience this. We are born and we die. Feelings comes and goes. Thought comes and go. Memory come and go. And consciousness is the same. Do we have any control about the thoughts that come? Do we have any control about the feelings that come? If we have a bad feeling, can we change it into a good feeling? Ask yourself.
Tanyalah diri kalian sendiri.
But you can't do that with feelings. Or? Anybody has a different opinion? Can somebody change his feelings? Or can somebody hold on to his good feelings? The feelings come and feelings go. They're just like clouds in the sky. They come and go. You have no control over them. And that's the same thing with thoughts or memories. Otherwise, meditation would be very easy. We just tell our thoughts and memories not to come anymore. And we're rid of them.
Kita
can we do that? Then we wouldn't need to work so hard. Just to tell them, stay outside. Don't bother me for the next 2 hours. Do they listen to us? No. They come and come and come. Even if we don't want them. So how can we call that me, mine or myself? The same with feelings. Who likes bad feeling? If they are ours, we keep them locked in a closet. And take out only the good or nice feelings. But we still call them me, mine, I. I feel bad, I feel good. Because we never reflect about, what is happening with us. We just run down our life without being aware of anything that is happening to us. We think about the problems of the world, but we never think about what is happening to us and why it is happening. And we always blame other people for if something bad is happening to us. And if something good is happening to us, it's of our own doing. Do we really believe that? Don't we reflect about what is happening to our life? Who is running our life? Who is running your life? Who tells you what to do? Who tells you what to like and not to like? When you close your eyes and try to concentrate on the breath or Buddha, there's constantly this voice, telling you what to do, what not to do, what to like, what not to like. Who is that? And why do you follow him? Is he your slave driver? I want more, I want more, I want more, driving us to do work more. And we say, yes, my Lord, You have always been right, Driving us from one birth to the next, You must be right, We never question this voice. Who are you? What the hell do you have to do in my house? And these thoughts, these memories, these feelings driving you crazy, But you are the ones who invite them. You let them in. You open the doors for them. Come in, destroy me. Instead of chucking them out, kicking them out.
Menendang mereka.
It's our heart. No, it's our house, yeah? When you live in your house, do you invite all the hooligans in there to destroy, yeah, whatever is there? Huh? You know what hooligans are? It's the ones who go to the football fields and after the football match destroy whatever is there. Okay, so chuck them out and there will be peace and happiness in your heart. Yeah? And just like in your house, if you let only the people, the nice people in, you know, and keep the hooligans out. Yeah? But of course, I understand, it is much easier to listen to our slave driver, yeah, and say, yes, my Lord, you're right, yeah, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need more money, I need another partner, I need this, yeah. Huh? Because if we don't follow what he says, yeah, he gives us pain. And everybody who meditates a little bit knows that, yeah. If you don't get up now, I will send excruciating pain, yeah. And then we say, yes, my Lord, you're right, you know, I should stop meditating now. It's up to you, yeah, to decide to become the master of your own heart, yeah, or let Avijja or the slave driver, you know, determine what you're doing. Avijja is the master of this universe. And as long as we are under his spell, we will do whatever he says. Spell is magic.
Yes.
Yes. Is that what you like? Yeah? Okay, go ahead. Yeah. It's certainly easier than to fight against his master. My master Lungda Mahabua said, you know, practicing is just like going into the ring, in the boxing ring with a champion. Yeah? You have no idea about boxing, you know, you are pushed into the ring with a champion and, I mean, you just need to land one blow and you're knocked out. And the moment, you know, we wake up, we go back into the ring. That's what we are doing as meditators, yeah? That's what we are doing as meditators, fighting the champion.
Itulah yang kita lakukan sebagai meditator, bertanding dengan juara.
We don't give up. The moment we wake up, you know, we go back into the ring. Yeah? Then we are knocked out again and then we go back, yeah? Until we learn how to fight. I mean, people in this world fight for freedom, you know, they lose their life, yeah? Fighting just for the freedom of the body, yeah? All over the world, yeah? This group fights for freedom, that group fights for freedom, they kill each other, yeah? They don't worry about life, they don't worry about pain, but we as meditators who fight for our inner freedom, so much. And people want to be free, yeah?
Setiap orang ingin terbebas.
That's why they fight, yeah? And we as practitioners want to have our inner freedom, yeah? We don't want somebody, you know, to constantly tell us what we have to do, yeah? What we have to like and what we have to dislike. Huh? What do you like that? Yeah? Most of you are probably married, you know, if your partner constantly tells you what you have to do, what you have to like, what you have to dislike, do you like that? Yeah? Huh? Just for an hour, listen to the voice, you know, and then think this is your husband or this is your wife, you know, and you would chuck him out immediately, huh? Kick him out. No, kick him out immediately. We don't like if somebody, yeah? We even don't like if our best boss tells us what to do, yeah? We don't like if our husband or wife tells us what to do, yeah? But when you try to meditate on your Buddha or on the breath, you know, this voice constantly comes interrupting you. But Avijja is clever and tells us, it's me, huh? I want, huh? But then I just ask you one question. Who is the one who knows that there is this voice? We know that somebody tells us, I want this, huh? Who is the one? Who is this one? That's the slave who has to fight for his freedom. Who was it in the 70s? Get up, stand up for your right, huh? Bob Marley, huh? They're all too young.
They don't know Bob Marley.
Never heard of Bob Marley?
Bob Marley.
Yeah. Get up, stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Already.
What?
He's too old already.
Yeah, well, he's my generation. Yeah. I'm too old already. That's a fight for our freedom. Yeah. But fighting for freedom is never easy. And there's no harder work, you know, in our life than to fight for freedom or to go the path to the end of dukkha. Every other work that we do in the human world is much easier. The Lord Buddha described it, it is easier as a single person to fight a whole army than to fight yourself. Or that what we believe it is ourselves. You get it? You understand that?
Mengerti?
And now think twice before you do something. Yeah?
Sekarang berpikirlah dua kali sebelum kalian melakukan sesuatu.
Don't kill your time, you know, by using the smartphones. Wherever I go, I see people running through the streets, you know, clicking on their smartphone, not looking left, not looking right, yeah, just bumping into each other. No matter if they are on the bus or in the plane or in the train, yeah. They're constantly just only looking at their smartphone, yeah. Even if their friend is sitting here close to them, they send him SMS, yeah. And we completely degenerated into robots, huh? Where's our ability to communicate with each other, with our mouth, yeah? And feeling sympathy for each other, yeah? We all reduced it to SMS, yeah? Sorry, how are you doing? Huh?
Apa yang Anda lakukan?
Can we meet and text each other?
Dapatkah kita bertemu dan mengirimkan teks satu dengan yang lain?
I mean, if you look at yourself, you think you're crazy, yeah? Or if some aliens come from another planet, they think, you know, these are apes, yeah? They are. So do something, you know, that is worthwhile, yeah? Don't waste your human life, yeah? Get rid of your slave master, yeah? Avicca, they constantly suggest you, it's me, it's mine, it's myself. Avicca is the mastermind behind this whole universe. And Avicca has three armies. The army of greed, hatred, and delusion. And in each army there are soldiers, they are called the Kilesa. And the moment we try to meditate, they come and bother us. Otherwise, you know, when we don't meditate, they tell us what to do. Okay?
Okay.
That's enough, yeah, for you. To reflect upon. So it's up to you, you know, to choose whatever you want, yeah? If you want to get out of the hamster wheel or the cycle of birth and death, yeah? Or if you want to stay in. Okay, so now you can ask questions, yeah? Okay, now are there questions? Yeah?
What is the difference between citta and the thought?
The citta knows the thought. When I mentioned the five khandhas, I said rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana. I never said citta. The citta is the house where these five things are. Okay, understood, huh? Yeah?
Last time, Bhante said that when the concentration is deep, then the subject and object is
closing in.
Yes, become one.
Become one, yes.
Is it could be happen during the walking meditation?
No. The citta can become very quiet during walking meditation. You can go into upacara samadhi, but you will never be able to be one pointed, because then that moment the body will stop in that position.
He continued the question. So what is the purpose of doing walking meditation?
To get calm. I mean, it is very difficult to forget about apana samadhi. It is very difficult to reach apana samadhi. What we are aiming for is upacara samadhi. Yeah? In apana samadhi, you're dead. Yeah? You remember what I said? You are like dead. So how can you still walk? And it is a preview of Nibbana. Yeah? It's a nice to have, but not necessary. Upacara samadhi is important. When you do walking meditation, yeah, and you enter upacara samadhi, then you see the body walking, and the citta watches the body walking. Yeah? That's upacara samadhi. Something like that, you know, it can be different as well. Yeah. So the body is still walking, but the mind is completely calm. And when you come out of this upacara samadhi, you feel recharged. I mean, you feel a lot of energy and you feel very concentrated. Yeah? With this concentration, then you can do your work. After that, you can do investigation, yeah? Work, yeah? Is it clear? Yeah?
Namo Buddhaya, so I have a question. Like you mentioned before that we should fight our own slave temporary, you not become our own slavery. But may I ask more about what is the guidance in our life? Like what should we do in our life? Should we just let go of everything and join Sangha? And yeah, how do we know what should we do in life?
Because of the echo, I really don't understand your question.
Okay, I will repeat my question. So, I have a question that you say about fighting our own voice, but can you please elaborate, how do we find our purpose in life? What should we do in life? Mm. And should we, by your meaning, should we just let go of everything and enjoy the sangha? And, or do we have another purpose or guidance in life? What should we do?
This answer you have to find out for yourself, yeah? If you get rid of your voice, then what is there? It's a heart. And the heart knows what to do or what you want or what you desire, yeah?
So I need to find the answer in my own heart.
Yes, everybody needs to find it. You cannot just come and ask me what is the purpose of my life. I don't know. When you come and born, yeah, that's where you decide what is the. Yeah? If you are spiritual, that's where you decide what is the purpose of this life. Yeah, some people might, yeah. Think, you know, okay, ordination is nice, yeah. Other people think, you know, I mean, living the worldly life, yeah. I mean, it's up to you. You have to find the answer. It's in your heart. Okay?
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Any more questions? No questions? Was so heavy, the work was so heavy that you completely, yeah?
Her question is, yesterday Bhante told that to get the wisdom, one should investigate.
Yes.
Is there any way to get the wisdom, like vipassana meditation?
Vipassana is investigation.
Vipassana?
Most schools don't really separate between vipassana and samatha. Samatha is calm meditation and vipassana is investigation. I mean, what I hear from most, you know what you have experienced, yeah? You might not find the words to describe it, but you know. And the whole world can say, no, it is not like this, but you still know. Schools, you know, they don't clearly say it is an investigation of the body, it is an investigation of the five khandhas. Yeah? They just mix it all together, yeah? And it becomes blurry.
And then she continued, can the reflection, can contemplate or reflect from the paritta chanting, can get the wisdom through the reflection or contemplation?
Contemplation can lead to some insight, but not a lot. You get a slight detachment when you constantly reflect about anicca, anatta, dukkha. Yeah, I mean you have it more as subject and object, so that helps. Yeah, but it doesn't replace the investigation. You have to see anicca, anatta, dukkha. Just repeating anicca, anatta, dukkha, it doesn't really help a lot. Yeah. Just like, you know, looking at your body in the mirror doesn't help you a lot. You have to take off the skin to look, to see what is underneath, yeah? That gives you a shock, yeah? A problem that most meditators do is to mix, yeah? Samatha, vipassana, yeah? You really have to, you can't mix it, otherwise you will get no results, yeah? When you do samatha, I mean anapanasati or, you know, repetition of buddho, then take your time, say, okay, now for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, I just do anapanasati. Yeah? And don't do any investigation. With one exception, when there is strong pain. Then you can do pain investigation. But anything else, no. Yeah? And the same thing is, yeah, when we do investigation, for instance, when we start the investigation of the body, yeah, and sometimes the mind gets very easily calm through investigation of the body, we should not go into calm, but continue the investigation of the body. It's the most common mistake a lot of people do, but also teachers, yeah, make this mistake. They teach, you know, teach it together, so, calm, samatha, it's called calm meditation, or anapanasati leads to calm, yeah? It's calm meditation, investigation is investigation. Don't mix them together. The other mistake is, when people, yeah, do meditation and they get a nice experience, they want to have it back. It's a mistake, yeah? The work leads to the results. And if you look for the results, you don't do the work. If you do the work, the results will come. If you don't do the work, the results will not appear. It's a common mistake for everybody, yeah? So just be aware, yeah? And if you had a nice experience, yeah, be careful about expectations, yeah? Because it's constantly creeping in, you know? I mean, one eye looks for the Buddha or for the breath, and another eye looks for when are they coming? When is the light coming? Yeah? When is the peacefulness coming? Huh? That's half-hearted. Huh? You have to do full-hearted. And also know one thing, you know, really advice, yeah? Whatever happens during meditation, stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath. Don't go on to this feeling or that feeling, or don't run after that light. Yeah? Some, a very, very few people get a very, very strong light. And this, they just have to stay with this light and slowly pull it into the heart, you know, just like a flashlight and look what is inside the heart.
And then go back to Buddha. No.
No, just put it in the heart. Yeah. You don't need the Buddha, or you don't need the breath anymore.
hanya meletakkannya ke dalam
hati. But it's stronger than this light. It is really, you know, it is really bright, very bright, and takes up everything. Okay, so more questions.
Besides meditation, can reciting the paritta or chanting change our karma?
Nothing can change your karma. The only thing that you can do is from now on do other karma. You cannot change your old karma. Huh? You cannot protect yourself from the karma that you have done. You really have to understand karma. I mean, when we are young, people teach us, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever is happening to you right now is what you have done unto others. I know, very difficult to digest. Oh, in very short terms, what you sow is what you reap. What you have not sown is you don't reap. You can harvest only the things that you have sown. Yeah? If you like it or not. But because we have sown it in the previous lives, you know, we don't like it now. Huh? You should have been better, you know, more careful in your previous lives, yeah? Now you just, yeah, accept it. Okay? And if you don't like it now, change your way of behavior. Yeah? Do things, you know, that you like to become. Yeah? There is nothing free in our life. Yeah? You have to understand that. There are no freebies. Huh? A farmer, any kind of farmer knows, yeah, he cannot eat the rice if he has not sown the rice. So if you want to be respected, we have to respect others first. If you want to become rich, you know, we have to be generous first. But we love to play the lottery, yeah? Huh? There is nothing free. You won't win if you have not the karma. Huh? You believe it, yeah? And there's another question.
What? She asks, she started the meditation with Anapanasati, and then when the pain arises in her leg, he changed to investigate the pain.
Yeah.
And then after the pain disappear, she going back to the Anapanasati. Is that the correct way?
That it is correct, but you should not start investigating too early. I mean, as long as you can concentrate, even if there's strong pain, as long as you can concentrate on Anapanasati, stay with Anapanasati. If you can't concentrate anymore on the breath, then go investigate. Otherwise, the kilesas will use the technique of constantly inflicting a little bit of pain here for you not to get calm. You understand? You're just getting calm, you're just going to relax, and then kilesas putting some pain there, yeah? And then you go there, and then the pain goes, and then you go back, and then you just get calm, and then the pain comes again. You will never get one pointed, yeah? Okay?
The other moment when she doing the meditation of Anapanasati, and then her mind is become calm, she changed to investigate to the body.
No. Just get calm. Huh? Huh? You don't go to bed, you know, and the moment you fall asleep, you know, you get up and work again, huh? And sleep 8 hours, you know, and then work. Huh? That's what I warned before. Don't mix, you know, samatha and vipassana. Yeah? Tell yourself 1 hour vipassana, 1 hour samatha, and then 1 hour vipassana. Don't mix it together. Yeah. And for most of you, it is first of all important, you know, to be able to rest the mind in samatha before you do work. Yeah? You have to be able to go into samatha at any time. Yeah? to rest the mind, and then you can go work. Yeah? If you only once in a week, once in a month get into samatha, I mean, that's not enough. Your work is useless. It's just thinking.
She asks, so now she has to do only anapanasati until directly sitting anapanasati and then getting the calmness. And then after that, can go to investigate. Yes.
So, what? More questions? Huh? Hendrik, no more questions? Yeah? You don't have to ask here. Yeah? It goes the opposite way. Huh? Speak up.
How to differentiate between this is a thought, this is a feeling, and mind? How to differentiate between mind, thought, and feelings?
I don't believe it. Huh? The question is not really clear. Yeah? What do you want to know? Do you want to know what is the difference between thinking and knowing, or do you want to know?
I just want to ask, how do we differentiate that this is our citta, or this is come from a feeling, or this come from a thought?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can think that the fire is hot, yeah? And you can even believe that the fire is hot. You can also believe that the fire is cold. But the moment you put your hand into the fire, you know. You will never put it again in. But as long as you don't know, you will always be tempted to put in your hand. You understand? You can imagine how the fire is burning, but you still don't know. The moment you put your hand into the fire, you know. And the whole world can say, no, it is impossible, you know. If you really went into samadhi, you know. But as long as there are these thoughts and memories coming up, I mean, you will never know. Yeah? Memory and thoughts are fooling us very easily. Yeah? There's a trick you can do. Yeah? When the thought tells you, I achieved this, then you say, I'm not sure. And then the whole building shakes. Very easy to undermine thoughts or beliefs.
Sorry. Forgot.
Where were you? Yeah, I mean.
when the thought...
When you think you have achieved something, yeah?
Yes.
And you believe it, yeah? And it is not coming from knowing, yeah? Then you question this, yeah? You just, I don't believe it. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe, maybe not, yeah? And this whole building will collapse. Okay? People still will be fooled. Because they want to believe. Huh? They don't want to question what they believe. Hmm? Yeah? Translate?
Ah. Sorry. The last
statement. People still want to believe. They don't want to question what they like to believe.
Crashing. Question. Sorry.
No question. Statement. People just want to believe. Yeah. You just want to believe, you know, just like we want to, people in Thailand want to believe he's an arahant, no matter if he is or not, you know, they still want to believe it. They will never want to question, maybe he's not an arahant. You have to understand, in Thailand, there's a group of people, you know, who serve a monk, and every group of people think this monk is an arahant, yeah? But hardly any of them is an arahant. There's another big problem for us as meditators. Yeah? We know too much. And that's why we ask questions. What is Nibbana? What is it like? You know, what is self? What is not self? Don't ask these questions. Just go the path. And when you come to the right place, you will know. You will know and you will understand. You can read all the maps, you know, how to go to Beijing, yeah? But if you don't go, you don't know. Huh? You have to take a boat to cross to Malaysia. From Malaysia, you have to walk up, you know, you have to walk the mountains and then go down and go through the desert, and then you might end up in Beijing. Huh? You can read about it and it is nice. Oh yeah, desert, it will be difficult, yeah? And but unless you don't do it, you will not get there. When my own master, Lungta Mahabua, attained Nibbana, yeah, he was completely amazed. And then he said, I cannot teach this. Anybody, nobody will understand that. And then he asked himself, are you Deva that just flew into Nibbana, or are you a human being? If you have gone a path to reach Nibbana, and this path you can teach. If that doesn't come correctly over, people will not understand. It is very difficult, yeah? People have to understand, yeah? There's a path to go, yeah? And this path we have to go, yeah? Don't question about, you know, the more we read, the more we get confused. Yeah? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this? Just go. You will end up, yeah? And the path is very simple. But people just like travel plans, yeah? They actually never go on a travel, but they love to plan the travel, yeah? They're already being in Nibbana, and what am I going to do there? Yeah? Do you believe some people come and ask, when I'm in Nibbana, what am I going to do? What kind of stupid question is that? Did you translate it well?
they just do not respond.
They just don't understand. How can somebody ask in Nibbana, what shall I do now? The work is finished. Yeah? And just wait for death, you know, and then go into Parinibbana. Okay, so more questions, otherwise we just shut up. So whoever wants to give something, he can give, the others can go.
I keep the recording, or I close.
You can keep the recording, doesn't matter.
Harap.
You understood? Whoever wants to give something, you know, can stay, and the rest can go.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you hear? You don't.
Young.
What's so funny?